trial by fire, kind of. You know, there's no training manual for how to be a commissioner, so we kind of had to come in and figure it out and find out what issues were important to us, and I think we adapted well.
Commissioner Jeremy Matlow has lived in the capital city since he was 3 years old, making him a de facto Tallahassee native. During his open office hours, Matlow hears concerns from whoever wants to drop by and bend his ear.
It seems like there is some sort of force out there that is trying to divide our neighborhoods rather than unite them.
We're trying to look now at the bigger picture.
Just to go on a little history here with the whole issue, particularly with the federal funding.
That's Leanne Boone, Taylor Biro, and Kevin Priest, who stopped by recently. A local businessman, Matlow has seen life change since he jumped into the commission race, including the birth of a new child 2 months before the election and taking a less day-to-day role in his pizza restaurants.
And then, you know, the business, I'm fortunate to have a strong business partner and general manager who can do the day-to-day operations over there, so I kind of have more of an oversight role where I don't need to be there day-to-day.
Now with his full focus on the commission, Matlow and the other new members, Mayor John Daly, Commissioner Diane Williams-Cox, and appointed Commissioner Elaine Bryant, are forging an identity all their own.
Everything we do is in the sunshine, so the only time we can really communicate is in an official meeting, so there's not really like this sense of you know, how are you getting, we don't have those kind of more intimate conversations of like, you know, how are you figuring things out? Like, we have to do it all in the public eye.
For Matlow, part of figuring things out was taking stock of where the prior commission left off.
So, you know, our process was we went back and watched the meetings where the previous commission talked about it, looked at previous agenda items, because it was important to us to know how we got to where we are.
Matlow says the current commission has found itself at odds more than once with the direction its predecessors were taking.
Two that I can think of are the Midtown parking garage proposal had been talked about for a few years, and then the location of the police station on in town south on South Monroe. And, you know, both of those issues, you know, I think we came in with different perspectives, and, you know, it's a tightrope to walk, we want to say. We respect all the work that's kind of gone into this, but, you know, we want to do things differently and take it a different way.
Having a deeper understanding of the issues important to Tallahasseans takes time, Matlow has found, time beyond regularly scheduled public meetings.
So you take our base schedule, and that's city commission meetings, blueprint meetings. I've also got appointed to the Downtown Improvement Authority and the CRTPA. So these are four sets of board meetings, and the CRA, five sets of board meetings that we go to. So each meeting that you see on the schedule, a week before that, we get an agenda, and that can range from anything from, you know, a few stacks to an entire binder with 600 pages of like background on the issues.
And when it all adds up, that can be time consuming.
At least a day, sometimes 2 days, just to go through the material and really get an understanding about it.
Matlow says the time put into listening to the public is one thing that sets this commission apart.
The will of this board to really want to engage the public more and bring them in more. So, you know, as that starts to trickle down, I think we'll see less of massive projects that, you know, really didn't engage the neighborhoods and have their input from the beginning.
With the guilty plea of former Commissioner Scott Maddox on federal corruption charges still looming large in the minds of many, Matlow feels he and the current commissioners are doing what they can to change perception.
I think we're starting to kind of change the perception of what City Hall and city government's about and really start to just have people trust the government again, and that's where we want to get.
Reporting from City Hall, I'm Ryan Daly.